What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 66 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today for this Level Up Thursday, it is one of my favorite things we do, overrated versus underrated.
Yeah, these are definitely up there with my favorite episodes too. Just love giving our opinion on stuff if you can't already tell.
Oh yeah, so I quite literally, for those of you who haven't heard it, actually won most opinionated of my senior year of high school for senior superlatives. So, yeah.
All right, let's get into it. First off, pre-workout, overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
I say overrated as well, to an extent. I think if we're talking about like super stemmed out, caffeine.
Yeah, I think a pump product, but a pump wouldn't be listed as a pre-workout. Like a pump's always a separate product.
Okay, so if that's the case, then yeah, definitely overrated.
Yeah, exactly. I would say overrated. The caffeine's usually so high in it, and then the actual like pump products in it are usually underdosed. So you're just not getting what you want from it. I would definitely suggest a black coffee and like a pump product instead.
Yeah, exactly. And even with caffeine, I wouldn't even recommend drinking it right before the gym. Give it some time. You don't want to be super cracked out for your lifts. Of course, you want to have some energy, but to an extent, you know, when that heart is beating too fast, you're just going to get so gassed and it's actually going to hurt your pump more than it helps.
Exactly, 100%. You don't want to burn yourself out or crash too quickly, 100%.
Facts. All right, next one. Logging your lifts. Underrated.
Underrated. Logging your lifts can be really, really beneficial, especially for more advanced athletes.
Yeah, logging your lifts is honestly essential. I can't tell you guys how much time I've wasted in the gym not doing this. If I could go back in time and change one thing, it would probably be this. Because the thing is, maybe you're always pushing yourself to failure. Oh, but I'm just training as hard as I can every session, pushing myself to failure. But the reality is, that's just actually not the most optimal way to always do it.
Yeah, I think starting out, learning to push yourself to failure can be beneficial. But the thing is,
it's not actually going to be failure. That's the thing.
Exactly. It's not failure at first. You actually have to learn what true failure is. And then once you learn that, becoming more advanced when it comes to your lifting, you trying to learn RPEs, RIRs, is beneficial for sure. Not just for your progression, being able to build more muscle, but also injury prevention. Like if you're going balls to walls every single movement, every single set, you know, that can lead to injury, and that's something that you don't want. So that's why, that's honestly the biggest reason I hired my training coach, was to just stay in check and just make sure that, you know, I'm not overly like pushing too hard all the time, because I want to be able to stay healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Because the thing is, you get so comfortable when you're in the gym, you know, you just go and you're like, oh, well, I RDL the 40. So you just kind of keep doing that every week. And sure, like you can still push yourself lifting the same weight every week. Even if you are pushing yourself, you need to know that you are actually progressing in the gym. That's why I have all of my clients log their lifts.
Yes, super pro logging lifts. It's better to do it than not in the end.
All right, overrated or underrated PEDs, performance enhancing drugs?
I would say overrated.
Yeah, I'd say overrated as well. Not that it's like every single person is talking about them. Oh my gosh, they're so amazing. But people think that they do a lot more than people, they actually do. Yeah,
people think that they're just like the fountain of youth, like just like God tier.
You just
like,
take them and suddenly you're giant and just an IFBB pro.
And the reason they're definitely overrated is because you see how many young people are taking them. We're like 16, 17, already trying to take like SARMs. And that's horrible. Nobody should be doing that. And that's where it's like, okay, definitely that means PEDs are being way too glorified right now.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, like, people think it's a magic solution, but you still got to check all your boxes every fucking day. And it just gives you that little edge over the other people. It's not for most people. Of course, there's some hyper responders out there. But for most people, sure, it'll give you that little edge on the other people that maybe are not. But still, most of these things you can achieve with just a little bit more time.
Yeah, I didn't even consider taking PEDs until my nutrition was in order, my sleep was in order, my training was in order, my lifestyle was in order, everything. PEDs are the last thing you should be implementing. And implement the littlest amount possible for the best result. Please do not just start hammering super high doses.
Literally, you can get better results just from getting proper sleep than taking PEDs for most people. So if you ever are considering it, first off, you need to know
sleeping, don't take PEDs.
You need to know that bodybuilding is actually a career that you want because it can impact the rest of your life. So you need to know that it's something that you're super serious about and that you're willing to make that change. And every single other aspect, you need to eat, sleep, and breathe fucking bodybuilding. Every aspect, everything needs to be in line if that is something that you're going to be considering.
100%. It needs to be your life because you are actually putting your life on the line taking PEDs.
All right, next up, low-carb food / protein pastas. Overrated.
definitely overrated. Holy shit. These things are terrible. They are so highly processed. I don't even know. Is there something? I don't even know if I can think of something that's more processed than like fucking protein pasta.
Like, not even protein pasta. I'm thinking more like so the of like
balanced tortillas.
The angel pasta that's like 5 calories per bag. I've been there. I used to literally eat those with spray butter because it was like no calories, and I would just like eat those for meals. So I've been there, and it's so bad for you. It's
so bad. And then you see, like, this is where we encourage all of our clients to get in a certain amount of fiber, of course. But this is when you see, if you're getting in your fiber from protein bars in your 5-calorie pasta, that is not fiber you want to be getting in. That's not from whole foods. That's all from, like, processed garbage.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to set, like, a fucking wood chip in your stomach. So I'd recommend staying away from these carb hacking, protein hacking foods as much as possible. You're best off just sticking to whole foods.
100%.
All right, next up, overrated or underrated leading into that, fiber.
Fiber, okay.
Underrated.
Yeah, definitely underrated. Not enough. Everyone should be paying attention. People should be looking at fiber just like they look at protein, carbs, and fat.
Like, yeah, fiber is super, super, super important. And I think that it's something still even a lot of coaches don't even put in check for a lot of their clients, especially overcooked prep. These coaches will have their clients just eating chicken, rice, and some green beans, getting 5 grams of fiber in per day, wondering why they're constipated.
Yeah, it's crazy. They'll wonder why. Like, I had a client who came to me. He's competing next week. He came to me eating 1,200 calories already with digestive issues. His digestion is just as good right now. It actually maybe even better than when he came to me starting, and we're less than 2 weeks out from his show.
Fiber, fiber, fiber. And guess what fiber comes from? Fiber comes from carbs. So if you're not eating an adequate amount of carbs, it's going to be hard, y'all. I'm eating 475 grams of carbs a day, and sometimes I still struggle hitting that fiber intake.
Yeah, what are your favorite sources of fiber?
Edamame, all of our clients know this. Carrots, sweet potato, English muffins, whole wheat bagels.
Yeah, whole wheat, whole grain things are usually going to be higher.
Yeah, all fruits and vegetables have them. Beans.
Cocoa powder.
Yeah, any beans. All fruits and vegetables have some fiber in them, but they're not necessarily going to be the highest amounts depending on the fruit or vegetable. So those are some of the best ones. All right, next up, overrated or underrated cardio?
Cardio, I'm going to say overrated.
Yeah, I'd also say overrated. Why are we agreeing on everything? Because we actually just have the same stance on every single thing. But cardio, I think everybody should be getting movement in, as in walking, more so low-intensity cardio.
But prioritizing cardio as how you're going to lose fat is incorrect.
Yeah, because of course, everyone's head goes to that. Fat loss equals cardio. More cardio, more cardio, more cardio. And while that's not necessarily false, it's not the best way to do it. Of course, if you're just doing more, more, more cardio every day, of course, you're going to be burning more calories. But it's just you're doing more than you need to.
Yeah, you're going to put your body eventually under too much stress where you're going to stall. Your digestion's probably not going to be in a good place. And if you're not building muscle mass and lifting weights, you will have nothing to show. Losing the fat, you're just going to look skinny fat because you're going to have nothing to show for the hard work you put in to lose that fat.
Yeah, so cardio can be great in addition to lifting weights. Don't just do it by itself, and also don't overdo it.
Yes, and cardio is great for losing fat in addition to eating in a calorie deficit as well.
100%. All right, overrated or underrated Gym environment, God, underrated.
I'm going to say overrated.
I say underrated because environment is everything to me. It can really make or break, like, my lift. Like, I know the old gym we were just at a few months ago, Powerhouse, we fucking hated it because the environment was just so trash. And it's just, honestly, it's hard to just get that workout in as intensely because you're not, even the gym we're at right now, you know, like, it's not the best. And when I'm, like, at a bodybuilder gym surrounded by other people who are really going hard trying to achieve their goals as much as me, like, it's really motivating and it definitely helps me get a better workout in. I miss
Absolute Recomp.
I know, me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolute Recomp. I would actually recommend New Richland Hills location in Texas if you guys are ever around Dallas.
North, go check it North, out. North Richland Hills. So why do you say gym environment is overrated then?
I would say, honestly, I'm just in my own little world. As long as the equipment is, you know, good enough, that's all I really need. And then past that, I don't care. I don't care what music they're playing. I'm wearing my headphones. I don't speak to anyone or look at anyone. So I just want to get put in my work and get it done.
Yeah, all I really care about is that it's just, like, not just old men. Like, I know the gym that we used to go to, it was just me and 60-year-old men. Yeah, so, thing, obviously, I was a little bit uncomfortable.
That was an outlier where even that environment was too much for me because it was just all old men, and then you didn't feel comfortable, like, recording because, like, they would, like, look at you, judging you the whole time. It was super packed, so you didn't even have access to the equipment you were looking for majority of the time.
I hate waiting for equipment. Yeah, it will ruin my whole workout.
I've never been to a gym that, like, poor in my life. So, yeah, that would be an outlier where, yeah, gym environment would matter, but I can make it work for 90% of gyms.
All right, next up, overrated or underrated lifting straps? Underrated.
Underrated.
Lifting straps are amazing because, let's be real, especially women, we don't all have the best grip strength, and we're actually capable of lifting a lot more than our hands can hold, especially for these dumbbell movements like RDLs when you're trying to do this, but your grip's just giving out before your legs are even tired.
Oh yeah, my training coach gave me so much shit for not using my straps in all my movements that I had to get a second pair because Lauren and I were sharing, so sometimes I wouldn't be using them because she'd be using them, and I literally had to get my own because he yelled at me so many times about it.
Yes, lifting straps are very necessary. If you're a beginner, if you're advanced, they're for everybody.
Yeah, 100%. Because on top of that, when you have lifting straps, you don't need to be gripping with your hand as hard. You don't need to be tensing your forearm as hard. And then what this is actually going to allow you to do, you can probably do a hook grip where you don't even put your thumb around the bar. And then when you pull, it's like, just for example, a pulling movement, you're actually going to be able to engage your back more and be pulling less of the weight with your forearm. So that's what's also going to help with lifting straps. You can actually focus on hitting the correct muscle easier.
Facts. All right, we have three more. Overrated or underrated? Magnesium. Underrated.
Underrated.
Yes, we love magnesium. I actually just ran out of it. I need to get some more. Yes. But it's just so beneficial. And the amount of people that are deficient in it is crazy. It has so many benefits for digestion and just anti-inflammation in general.
And there is two different types of magnesium that most people will have, glycinate or citrate. So you want to make sure that you are taking those at the correct time of day. Citrate in the morning, glycinate at night.
Yes, glycinate, not exactly sure how you say it, but it's really good to help with your sleep, just to help with stress management overall, anti-inflammation. And citrate is more so used for digestion. You know, they ultimately do very similar things, but yes, as you said, I would definitely recommend citrate in the morning and glycinate at night.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people take, I believe it's vitamin D and magnesium are connected, right? Where if you have a magnesium deficiency, your body can't process vitamin D correctly either. So that's why if you're taking vitamin D because you don't get a lot of sun, you better be taking magnesium too, or it may not even be effective.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, overrated or underrated, having a lifting partner? Ooh, that's a tough one.
Underrated. I wish I had just some fucking IFBB Pro lifting partner. Just.
Yeah, the times I've, like, only had a training partner, like, maybe twice ever that we were, like, consistently training together, and I did really enjoy it because not only is it, like, more fun having someone to talk to during your session, but also for any intensifiers, like drop sets, anything like that is super nice. But I will say, if you're not similar in strength, it will probably just be a little bit annoying.
Yeah, you want to find a lifting partner that's similar to you, or it's really not worth it because you're just gonna be wasting so much time changing weights. The workout's gonna take way too long.
Yeah, having someone to push you like that is just super nice. But also, of course, you have to be on the same training plan as well. So as long as they're willing or you're willing to switch over training plans and do the exact same thing, then it could be really nice and beneficial for sure.
100%. And guys, we're on our last topic, but if you have something else you want us to rate, comment it right now in the chat.
Yes, facts. All right, overrated. Actually, I don't know if that chat's working. It seems to not be working today. Mm-hmm. Not sure why, but we'll see. Overrated or underrated fat burners? Last one, over fucking rated.
Yeah, definitely overrated. 100%, guys. Fat burners are not real. Fat burners are just caffeine pills.
Yeah,
that's literally all. That's all they are. It's just like when it was crazy. I didn't know fat burners were a caffeine pill when I tried to take them when I was like 14 or 15, whatever it was. Of course,
we've all been there.
It was a fat burners with, I would take my fat burner and then I would take my CLA gym. Like gel, fat losing vitamins. And then I would take my pre-workout on top of it. And it was like 600 milligrams of caffeine I was taking before the gym. And I was wondering why I felt like I was fucking dying. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
That's yeah, why. It's going to be caffeine or some sort of other stimulant that is just going to make you burn a few more calories. But guess what? You could also just do a little bit more cardio drink a fucking cup of coffee.
Yeah. You could also just, like, instead of caring about fat burners helping you burn an extra 10, 20 calories, you could just take away 1/10 piece of bread, and then that would be the same amount of calories.
Yeah, it's unnecessary. They're not good for you. They're not natural, and it's just unnecessary all around. It's not going to cause a difference at all. Wasting your money, they're also super expensive because, of course, exactly. People are like, ooh, a fat burner pill, I'll pay whatever. But it doesn't actually fucking do anything.
Guys, calories in, calories out, that's how you lose weight. It is the law of thermodynamics. It genuinely is that simple.
Yep. All right. Thanks for tuning in. There's none on here, but we'll check on Instagram, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, guys. Peace.